This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat. And the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet moon outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Bring it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now, remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep breaths, just moving into relaxation and finding a center within yourself. Take a deep breath, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Take another deep breath, again breathing in the light, and exhale out any darkness. One more time, breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers. There are 12 chakra centers, but 9 that have become activated or reactivated within each of you. And starting from the bottom up to the Earth Star chakra, just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color. And know that as you're focusing on your Earth Star chakra, you are focusing on the connection to Gaia herself, connection to the earth. Now moving up to your root chakra, the base of your spine, see that as a beautiful ruby red color, bright, brilliant ruby red color. And moving to the next, to the sacral area, orange. The next is its solar plexus, yellow, bright, brilliant yellow. To the next, the heart center, deep blue green. And to the high heart center, magenta. To the throat area, sky blue. To the third eye center in the middle of the forehead, purple or indigo. In the crown chakra at the top of the head, gold or violet or silver. And then the soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, if you take all of those chakra centers and the respective colors within those chakras and the intensity of those colors, so whatever chakra you are focusing on, raise the intensity of that chakra by raising the frequency vibration within the color itself. Color has frequency. Color has vibration. So as you raise the intensity of the color, you're raising the vibration of each of those chakra centers. So now, see all of those chakra centers, all of those wheels of force, wheels of energy, vibrating at a highest rate in each one, highest frequency in each one, and all aligned along the spinal cord in perfect alignment. Now all of the chakras coming together as one into the soul star chakra, and that becoming now your Merkaba light vehicle, or your Merkaba, or your light body. And see that as a three-dimensional, two three-dimensional pyramids coming together, forming a six-pointed star, three-dimensional six-pointed star. And in that Merkaba now, you, your conscious knowing self, find yourself moving in, just move your consciousness right into that Merkaba, right into that light body. And then let yourself begin to rise up, leaving your physical body behind. Rising up higher and higher. Whereas before, we tended to stay within the third dimensional structure in the illusion as we raise up. This time, find yourself raising up dimensionally now, leaving the physical body behind, but rising up in dimension. In other words, you have the astral dimension, you have the etheric, and beyond that is the causal plane. So the astral plane, the etheric plane, and the causal plane. And find yourself now moving up through the seven levels in the astral plane. And in order to do that, to help you do that, give yourself a form perhaps exactly as you look in your physical body, or as you look in your physical body, but a younger specimen, a younger avatar, if you will. And then as you move into the etheric, so you move through the seven layers of the astral, and then to the etheric and the energy bodies. This is the energy realm. Move into that. And up those seven layers. And then up to the causal plane. Now the causal plane is different from the astral and the etheric. The causal plane is where everything happens. Everything that you think, everything that you create in your mind first happens at the causal plane. So find yourself, as you move into that causal plane, you have to change from the form that you had in the astral and etheric and into a causal form, however that might look to you. Some, it's just a body of light. And then move into that causal plane and move up the seven layers of that as well. We're doing this quite quickly. And once there, know that you can look down now through the dimensions. You right now at this moment are in a higher dimension, beyond the third dimensional expression. But you can look down through all the layers, all the way back down to the third dimensional expression in your physical form. And you can be aware of that illusion, but at the same time be high up in the higher vibrational frequency of the causal plane. And again, the causal plane is where everything happens first, before it manifests to the physical realm. So being at the causal plane now, you can look back down to the physical realm, and in the causal plane area, you can create whatever you want to create, whatever you want to manifest, whatever you would like to manifest most in your life right now, whether it be an individual manifestation or a manifestation for the collective, whatever it is, at this causal plane, you can manifest, you can think, create within your visionary ability and your creative ability at this level, to manifest at this level and then have it move all the way down through all of the layers to the physical realm, to the third dimensional realm, and manifest right there what you want. You can manifest it at the third dimensional level, or the fourth dimension, or even the fifth dimension, however you want. But for this purpose, for our purposes today, focus on manifesting something there in the third dimensional realm, whatever it might be. You can make something very small manifest, not that it will appear right now in this moment, but it will show up at a later time, perhaps later in the day, later in the week, etc. This is all about the skill and the remembering of how to manifest whatever it is that you want in your life. Again, it can be individual or it can be something for the collective. So focus now on manifesting something simple for your life, just as what you might call a test, whatever that might be. Don't manifest $1 million because your consciousness will not allow that, will not believe that. But something simple that it can believe, perhaps finding a dollar on the sidewalk, or when you're shopping, or whatever that might could be. And then also, at this level, manifest something greater, something larger. Can be third dimensional, or it can be beyond that. Again, it can be for the collective as well. Perhaps manifest peace coming to a certain area of the world. But whatever it is that you want to create, take a few moments to crystallize that in your thinking, in your vision, in your imagination. And then once you have it there at the causal plane, send it on down through all of the layers of the causal, the etheric, and the astral, down to the physical. And see it happening, whatever it is, at the physical level. Just visualize it happening. And then once you have that, allow yourself now to come back to your physical body, but come back down through all of the layers, all of the levels of first the causal plane, down to the etheric. So let go of your causal body that you created. Take on the etheric body, the energy body. Move into the astral, and the astral body, and then finally down to the physical. And come back into your physical body, merge back with your physical body, your conscious knowing self. And know that whatever you manifested at the causal level will manifest here in the physical as long, and this is the important part, as long as you believe it will. And then come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda, and I come to be with you at this time. In these times now, where so much is happening all around you, but where you are being guided more and more and more to find yourself in the moment and not to focus on the past or to look only to the future, but to be in the moment and allow everything that is going on in the third dimensional expression in the illusion to be exactly that, just an illusion. For some of you, when you walk around in your daily activities, around where people are, whether it's in your shopping centers or your grocery stores or wherever it might be, and you are walking around other people, does it not seem like an illusion at times? Does it not seem quite surreal at times? Because in those moments, you are interdimensionally traveling, if you will. You can be in one dimension, which you are at that point. If you are feeling joy, if you are feeling happiness, if you are feeling positive about your world, your own personal world, then you are in a higher dimensional frequency at that point. And everything around you seems surreal, seems like just an illusion, that you are walking in a different dimensional frequency while others are in their own dimensional frequency, in a lower dimensional frequency. Not all, of course. Some are also doing exactly as you are doing. But you would not necessarily know that unless you focused on that individual directly. And that can happen because of attraction process. Like attracts like. High vibration attracts high vibration. And you will find that more and more in your life as you move along here, that you will be attracted to those that are of the same vibration as you are. And those that are of the lower vibrational frequency will no longer hold attraction to you. Friends, family members, all of this is the great divide that is happening, the schism, if you will, that is creating a division across the entire world, your own world I speak of now. Not so much the collective world, but your world is in a dividing moment. Now, that does not mean that you are not unity consciousness, that you are not connected to everyone, for you are. You are all brothers and sisters together. You are all one together. But the vibrational frequency is creating a chasm that is dividing you apart, and that is okay. That is what is expected to happen. Do not focus on that division, though. Do not focus on being divided from your brother and sister, whether it is from the country you live in now or from other countries across the world, other races, other religions, whatever it might be. Yes, there is division, but that is not to be focused on. Focus instead on the love of brother and sister, brotherly love, sisterly love. That is what you need to focus on now. For as times continue to move on here, and the frequency vibration continues to rise and rise and rise, and rising it is at this time, across the collective, consciousness is raising. People are awakening everywhere. It may not seem so, because there are still so many that are fast asleep in their slumber. But even they, at one time or another, shall more and more awaken. Maybe not fully to an ascension level, but they will come to an awakening which will create a reverberation across the entire collective consciousness and a full awakening of more and more of those that still yet sleep. It is not up to you, each individual, to help those that are yet asleep. It is up to you, though, to assist those that are ready to be assisted, that are ready to be guided. Just as we can only guide those of you that are ready for the guidance. We cannot guide those that are asleep, those that do not know of even who we are, or recognize that we are anything beyond what they are. So allow yourselves to focus in more and more and more in the now moment, and do not hold on to the past. The past is exactly that, the past. The future has not yet been written, and you right now are the ones that are writing that future. You are the ones that are creating the new golden age of Gaia. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to create, manifest exactly what you want the new world to be like. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to you. One who serves here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to assist and guide in whatever way that we can as we continue this program of training that we have been working diligently with all of you that are on these calls, and all of you also that resonate to our words, our guidance, our desire to be of service to you. Just as you will at some time be ready to be of service to others. Some of you are already doing that now, and do not even know that you are, because just simply with your thoughts, you are being of service to the collective consciousness. If you are having positive, joyful, high vibrational thoughts, you are being of service to the collective. So know that. It is not so important that you be important in terms of be famous or be one that everyone knows who you are. That is not what is important now. What is important are your thought processes, your thoughts, your vision, your creation. All of that is what is important. So you just being who you are and continuing to, every moment that you are aware of it, raise your vibrational frequency and be in the moment, you are then doing a great service to the rest of mankind. We are ready for your questions if you have them.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
I was reading a channel message from Prime Creator the other day, which said, quote, many of you are not taking our advice seriously of stopping the consumption of flesh, including fish. You are not going to ascend when you are eating someone else's consciousness. Would you comment on that, please?
What we can tell you is, yes, that would be the most beneficial, to give up the eating of animal flesh and all of this. But if it goes against what your body is calling for, then it will not be helpful to you at this point. That is a conscious level decision, or consciousness level decision. And it cannot be expedited, we will say here, if the body is not ready for it. Now, if the consciousness is high, then the need for that animal flesh becomes less and less, so the body does not call for it, you see. But the ones that have become what you call vegetarians, when before they are ready to do so, have difficulty in doing that, because the body, again, is not ready for it. So the consciousness and the body must work together here, you see. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We do not.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Very good. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I would like to see if you could comment on, I've been reading a lot about the weather conditions that have been going on around the world, like right now there's a huge earthquakes and volcanoes erupting in Iceland. There's flooding in the Middle East. I was just reading about Mecca getting flooded, which seems strange being in a desert that's happening, but there's just so much. Is it triggered by the dark side, or is it just Mother Nature's cleanup time? Could you comment on that for me?
We would say that it is a combination of both. There is, as you say, Mother Nature, Gaia's cleanup time, where Gaia, in her as the higher vibrations, or as vibrations continue to increase, then it is a releasing of the old energies that are no longer needed. So that is volcanoes and earthquakes and things of this nature. But there are also those of the dark forces that are using their technology to create havoc wherever they can, to create fear in the populace that is there. And that is, again, a combination of what is happening. Sometimes it is simply Mother Nature doing her thing. And the idea of climate change and global warming and these types of things is all a part of the what you would call a psyop from the cabal, the deep state cabal, the Illuminati, the dark forces. They are the ones that are precipitating these various floods and sometimes, yes, even earth can trigger earthquakes and things of this nature. And of course, that which is those fires that occurred that were not naturally created, they were created by their technology of their weapons of destruction, you would say. So again, a combination here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We do not.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
Greetings, Moses.
I came across a message from our beloved brother, Archangel Michael, explaining that there had been a great battle and a great victory, and that all negative entities have been pushed outside of the galaxy, and that all that remains now on Earth are just humans and clones. Would you please comment on this event? Thank you.
We would say that that is largely correct. In those of the archonic realm, you might say, have indeed been, as you say, pushed away. They have been kept taken off of the world and are no longer allowed to continue to influence those. But there are the what you would call the minions. Those of the ones that you know of and some that you do not yet know of that are continuing to attempt to run the show, to control the world in all of this, to control the population of the world. And they are still there to be dealt with, you might say, for they have been given the opportunity to turn to the light, but many have not yet done so and likely may not do so as well. But those of the, what you would call the extraterrestrial races have been banished. Those of the dark forces have been banished from this realm here, both from the third dimensional realm as well as the astral realm also. So the influences that are here now are simply those, again, of the what is left, those of the minions of those of the dark forces. Does this assist you? And Shoshana, do you have anything you add?
We agree with you. We cannot add to this. We agree.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you, dear Moses?
Thank you. Well, just one more. How? What can we do to assist to clean up the minions? Now that we've received so much assistance, but you know, what can we do to rid ourselves of these last issues?
Stay out of fear. Completely. Stay out of fear. Stay out of the third dimensional illusionary expression. See it as a movie, as we have been saying for some time now. Do not become attached to anything that is happening around the world. Be aware of it, if you will, but do not be attached. And if you do that and keep your thoughts positive as much as you possibly can and keep your vibrations high, then you are doing much to release the rest of mankind from the old 3D paradigm. Okay, Shoshana.
We will add here. May we add, dear brother?
Yes, thank you.
Everything that one who serves has given is a great answer, but we will add here that it is important that you do not comply and that you do not engage. And in the process of not complying and not engaging, you are influencing others to do the same. The job of the light workers is to influence others to come to the light, to understand their greatness, to understand their divinity, and that they are empowered to live their lives joyfully and lovingly, and that they, each one, is imbued with the source itself, you see. So your job as light worker is to be an influence. And as your influence spreads, and the influence of others spread, those that are evil, that are part of the evil movement, will not stand. They will not be able to exist in your world, you see. Namaste.
Very good. Then would there be any further question before we release channel?
I have a question.
Yes. We take one more and then we release.
I saw some military airplanes sort of flying around my area in southern Ontario, and I've basically grown up in this area. I've never seen that before. Was there a significance to that? Should be aware.
Please repeat the first part of that. What was it that you have seen?
Military airplanes buzzing around.
And you wish to know what about them?
Is what the significance? I've never seen that before, and if there was any particular significance to seeing that now, just after an EBS, actually, across Canada.
After EBS? What was that you said? We have difficulty understanding what it is you are looking for here. There are military planes in your area, and you are concerned about that? Is that the question?
No, sorry, not concerned. I just hadn't seen them before, so I wondered if there was a particular significance to seeing them now.
What we are finding is that this happenstance or this occurrence is happening many places across the planet where those types of sightings are happening more and more. And people wonder why this is here and why this is happening over here. And it is nothing at this point to be concerned about, other than it is the beginning, we will say here, of those coming together more and more in terms of various militaries across the planet. So not only in your country, in Canada, or in this country of the United States, but in many countries across the planet, there is the gathering, we will say, or the coming together of those military forces that are ready to, are being trained and ready to move ahead in a special operation that is very likely to occur. We will not say it will occur, but it is at this point very likely to occur, where there will be a gathering across the planet of more of the military forces, not for war, but to bring peace. That is all we can say on this at this point, but that is taking your question quite further here in terms of not just in your own specific area there, but across the planet, as we say here. Shoshana, do you have anything
to
add?
We do not add to this.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have any parting message?
We do not.
Then we will just say, as your discussion earlier, continue as much as you possibly can to be in the moment all the time. Do not focus on the past. Do not live in the past. Do not dwell in the past. And do not only look toward the future. As if you continue to look toward the future, then what you are creating now will not be what you are wanting to create. That is all we can say on that. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.